go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Prepare our souls on a cross in the middle of the land.
for we may rest ruling about with you henceforth, now and forevermore. And we want to say amen. Okay, y'all, everybody, I didn't have anything in particular to showcase tonight. But if I did have to just mention a song, we would just go on and just mention one of our old favorites. And it will tie into what my elaboration of this here particular special study for this Christmas season. It ties right into it. And it's called Old Little Town of Bethlehem. Old Little Town of Bethlehem. And we will deal with that subject matter in that song. And we will showcase that particular song, Old Little Town of Bethlehem. And as I told y'all on last week, I'm not going to go back over everything, but I'm just going to touch on a few things just to bring you up to date. By way of announcement, I have no really special announcement other than that we are in the final days of the Christmas, coming up to the Christmas, to Christmas Day, Christmas Eve being on Friday. Good evening, Jackie. I see you in there. How you doing? Thank God for you. Thank God for you very much. And we're going to say happy holidays, Merry Christmas, all the good and good joy to you as well. The only announcement I have is that we are in the Christmas season, y'all, and we are going down we are in the home stretch, you know, Christmas Eve being on Friday, this coming Friday, and Christmas Day will be on Saturday. And the only announcement I have that we will be back at my home church at Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. We will have service on Sunday. Matter of fact, it'll be just regular services. We'll be in celebration of the Christmas season still. It'll be the day after Christmas. And we just thank God for the journey. And we're going to have Sunday school begin at 9:45 as usual, and then we're going into the regular service at 11. And this will be the fourth Sunday, this coming Sunday after Christmas. So y'all just pray for the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church family. As a favor to Deacon Walker here, that's my home church. And also on next week, we will be having watch night services. This most for the local people, the local congregation, in other words, and the people that are local, not you or that in distance in the remote areas. We will be having our watch night services, but it will start at 8:00. Our pastor, Reverend Christopher Williams, had changed the timing. In other words, I think he wanted to get everybody in and out at a decent hour. We don't want anybody out late. People done got a lot worse, y'all. People done got worse and worse as the years go by. And so we want to just get people in and out. Get them on in, and we'll get on out early, and we can be at home at midnight instead of being at the church at that time of night. And so that's how come we're going to do it at 8 o'clock. That will be on New Year's Eve, on December 31st. If I'm not mistaken, I think that will be next Friday. I believe it will be, in other words. But nevertheless, it will be December 31st, I know that. And it will be at 8 o'clock. So, y'all, those of you local, if you don't have anywhere else, you can go. You can always come to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church for a watch night service. And we will see you there. Matter of fact, I do plan on being there if the Lord say so. Because like I told y'all, I'm not only a deacon, I'm also the minister of music. So I serve a double role, so I try to do my duty to the best of my ability because that's my reasonable service. Nothing special about it, but it's just my reasonable service. So back to the chase, y'all. From last week, I brought everybody up to date through the traditional Christmas story. I also told y'all and I gave y'all my twist on it about the Caesar Augustus decree, about the prophecy that Jesus would be born in Bethlehem. This is why Joseph was carrying him and Mary and the donkey. I even told y'all about the song that I wrote years ago. I never produced it yet, though. It's called Joseph, Mary, and the Donkey. I elaborated on y'all on that, told you the reason why I wrote it, in line with the original Christmas story. And then I had done got y'all up to the point to where the shepherds was in the field, and the angels proclaimed and told them what they would find in the city of David, a Savior. In other words, that's what they would find. I got y'all up to date and up to par on that much. But I want to let y'all know that even in the process of all of this, Herod, King Herod, had men looking for the baby Jesus. He had him to destroy him. He wanted to kill him. And Satan's always, that's his job, is to kill, steal, and destroy. And nevertheless, Satan had his men, the temple guards, they was out searching for the baby Jesus. And as a matter of fact, God warned Joseph in a dream that this was what was going to happen. And he took the baby Jesus and his mother out of Bethlehem just in the nick of time before the soldiers arrived, and they killed all of the male children 2 years and under, trying to make certain that they get Jesus. But Jesus had already been gone. Joseph had taken him away because he was warned by Gabriel. He was warned by Gabriel the angel, the messenger of God, to get the baby and his mom out of there. So you see, Satan was trying to get Jesus as soon as he was born. Y'all, as soon as we get a vision, that's the same thing goes for us, and I'm a living witness. As soon as you get a vision for yourself and you decide that you got something that you want to do, Satan always is going to try to send someone to destroy, trying to destroy you. I'm a living witness to that. Just here recently, I've been trying to get back into my music production in a big way for quite some time. And I've had this one issue out of another. And I know what it is. See, I'm not a crazy, y'all. I don't teach this here, and I don't know what I'm talking about. I know who's behind it. But it just goes to show you that when you try to get something done constructively, you always got some fool trying to destroy it. And that is Satan. So we see here that this Christmas story started. As you go, I want y'all to understand one thing. I want y'all to read that whole chapter. But Luke chapter 2 do not only cover the birth, or I should say the first Christmas, if y'all want to say it that way. That's fine. That's fine with me. It don't only cover the birth of Jesus, but the second chapter of Luke covers a lot more than just the birth of our Savior. It also details his dedication, when he was dedicated in the temple. It also introduces us to the old gentleman. Y'all know him, huh? Come on, my Bible scholars. Put it in the chat. Put it in the chat if you can. I'll put my glasses on so I can see it. Come on, my Bible scholars. Now, I know y'all know who I'm talking about. This was one that was waiting on the consolation of God. Who was the consolation of God? Was no one but Jesus Christ. But now, who was this old gentleman that was waiting on the consolation? I'm waiting on my Bible scholars in here. I know I see at least two in the lobby. I don't see but two. And that's you, Jackie, and Bonnie. That's only two I see in the lobby. So, but if there's anybody skating by, if you want to say it, put it in the chat. Put it in the chat. I want y'all to put it in the chat. The old gentleman that was waiting on the consolation of the Lord, he had prayed that he would not see death until he got an eye on the Savior. yet. Let me put my glass on. I want to see if anybody can get it right. Come on, my Bible scholars. Now, come on. I know y'all know that. Come on. At any rate, there was another older lady there in the temple. She also blessed the child. She had a hand in also of this, you could say, in the dedication. She was a prophetess, y'all. What was her name? Come on now. I want y'all help me out. What was that prophetess name? What was the prophetess name? Go to chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. I gave y'all the scripture. I gave y'all the scripture to go to, and you can find what I'm trying to say. Can anybody answer it? I don't see no post. I don't see any posts in the chat. And I want to give y'all a chance because this is what Bible study is all about. One was looking for the consolation of Jesus. He had been looking for the consolation of Jesus for quite some time. That was that one that was doing that. Now, who knows who I'm talking about? Come on, I'm looking on the screen. Somebody give it to me. I don't see nobody post anything yet. Nothing about the consolation. Okay, I'm going to come back to that. Because I want to give y'all a chance to seek it out yourself. But in other words, he was an old gentleman and prayed that he would not see death until he saw the Lord saved. And y'all know that the Savior was Christ. It was Jesus Christ. He went to the temple. Joseph took him and his mother to the temple for his dedication to purify him. That after the manner of Moses. Because, see, y'all, Jesus was born under the law. Jesus was born under the law. So he came to fulfill the law. So quite naturally, Joseph had to take him to the temple for the dedication. Days after his birth, after the circumcision. Come on, y'all. I know y'all know who that is. Somebody, please tell me that y'all know who that old gentleman is. He was waiting on the consolation. Go to chapter 2. Luke chapter 2 will tell you. And then anyway, that old lady that was there, she was a prophetess. I give you her name. Her name was Anna. So now y'all give me the old gentleman name. Give me the old gentleman name. Somebody type it inside the chat, please. It's in Luke chapter 2. All you got to do is go to Luke chapter 2 and find it, y'all. Go to Luke chapter 2, and I want somebody to type it inside the chat box. Well, it seems like ain't nobody going to type it in the chat box. Simeon was his name. Simeon. And Simeon had prayed a prayer to God that he would not die and see death until he saw the Lord's Christ. This is why I'm telling y'all we need to study our Bible. We need to study. Luke chapter 2, the only cover the birth of Jesus, in which a lot of people, they read that and then they just throw away the rest of it. But it also considered this dedication in which Simeon and Anna were two of the oldest people at that temple when Jesus was brought there by his father, his earthly father, for the dedication. And not only that, it covers, the Luke chapter 2 covers also Jesus' bar mitzvah. Y'all didn't know that, did you? Y'all know he was a Jew, right? Jesus was a Jew. He had a bar mitzvah. Y'all know that? Yes, he had a bar mitzvah. And at the age of 12, Joseph and Mary went up to Jerusalem with Jesus. And I'm quite sure that's what he was there for at the age of 12 for his bar mitzvah. And when they left there, they noticed on day's journey of leaving Jerusalem, they recognized that Jesus was not with the company. And then Mary and Joseph had to go back to Jerusalem looking for Jesus. Now, y'all, Jesus was lost. To Mary and Joseph, they may have been lost. He may have been lost, but Jesus was not lost. And if you look at the story of what Jesus said when they found him, and Mary said, "You have caused us all this trouble. We were worried about you," in so many words, paraphrasing now. That, and then Jesus looked at her too. "Didn't you, why were you looking for me? Didn't you know I must be about my Father's business?" Hear that? That's at 12 years old. He said, "Didn't you know that I must be about my Father's business?" Oh, my God. Did y'all hear what Jesus said at 12? That was his bar mitzvah. When a Jew become a man. And the females have a, not a bar mitzvah, but they had the kibbutz. In other words, the male bar mitzvah and bar mitzvah is different. It's the same thing, but one for the female and one for the girl. That is when they become of age as an adult in the Jewish culture. In the Jewish culture. So you see, y'all, the Luke chapter 2, all this time and all these years, we've been just reading that Luke, just that little bit of spot there about the birth of Christ, and we just totally threw away the rest of it. And when all of that great information is in Luke chapter 2, it covers the birth of Christ up until he was 12 years old. That one chapter does that. And Jesus said, "Didn't you know I must be about my Father's business? Why would you have to look for me? You should have came to the temple first." In other words, Jesus was standing there. "You should have looked here first. Or this my Father's business. Why would we get about our Father's business, y'all? I'm just asking a question. That's all I'm doing. A lot of us, we do a lot of things. We got a lot, some of us are just like a rocket chair. We are real busy, but we ain't doing nothing. A rocket chair keep you busy going back and forth, but you ain't getting nowhere. That's where a lot of our lives are every day. We busy doing nothing, absolutely nothing. But Jesus said, "Didn't you know that I must be about my Father's business?" And then the thing about it, I look at Joseph. Joseph was a good man. Joseph was a great man. I can see why God chose Joseph as to be his head, or earthly father. Because even though Jesus made that statement, Joseph didn't argue, nor I come, because Joseph knew exactly what his son, his earthly son, was saying. Because he knew that he was the son of God. Why? Because Gabriel told him so. Y'all think that Gabriel only talked to Mary, didn't he? I know you did, because a lot of us don't study our Bible. Gabriel didn't only talk to Mary. He also talked to Joseph. He told Joseph to marry Mary, because Joseph was going to put her away after he found out that she was pregnant. And he knew he didn't have nothing to do with it. But Gabriel came to Joseph and told him what had happened and made him understand. And Joseph went along with the program and went along with the plan. So that made Joseph be a great man. How many of us, males, I'm talking to you females too, a lot of us wouldn't have went for that. We wouldn't have went for that. We would have made some sort of excuse on why we could not accept that woman or that man in that fashion. In this case, it was a female, because Mary was the one that came up pregnant. But see, if y'all notice, I told you to study your Bible. Those Pharisees, they knew the scripture. Yeah, they knew the scripture. Prophet Isaiah said the sign that was going to be given, and the sign was this. Those of you that study your Bible, you know this. Isaiah said, "The virgin shall conceive." That was the true sign. The virgin shall conceive. that Isaiah told everybody that. So the Pharisees knew good and well, because see, that was a requirement for being a rabbi. You had to know the books of the law. They had to know them five books of Moses. That was the book of the law. They had to know all of that, but they had to know scripture. They knew their Bible. That's one thing about it. They knew their Bible. And they knew that the virgin should conceive. And when they found out that Mary had conceived and she was a virgin, they knew what time it was. They knew what time it was. That's why I've always said in my home church in Sunday school that the Pharisees knew well and good who Jesus was because they knew the scripture. And he fulfilled those scriptures to the T, to the letter. They knew who he was. But the problem was they didn't want the people to know who he was. And as y'all can see, they was trying to get rid of Jesus, and they couldn't rest until they got him to the cross. But they little did they know that is exactly where Jesus wanted to go, to the cross. Because no redemption would have been made unless he got on that cross. So that Jesus played the card just right. God knew exactly what he was doing. And so my brothers and sisters, in the spirit of Christmas, I just showed y'all in Luke chapter 2, the whole plan of salvation. From Jesus' birth up until his dedication in the temple, and when his parents came back looking for him and found him in the temple doing his father's business. And then, therefore, you don't hear nothing else from Jesus' life until he's 30 years old when he got ready to start his earthly ministry. And he did more in 3.5 years than most of us do a lifetime. Yes, he did. We can always depend on our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Father God, we just thank you for this journey. We thank you, Lord God, for as well as it is. We thank you, Lord God, for the season. Thank you, Father God, that you, being the light of the world, came into this dark world, that all of us may have a great life, that all of us would have a chance to get back to the tree of life that we lost, that Adam and Eve lost for us in the garden. Jesus made it possible now to redeem us back from that curse of the law, back into that same tree of life, Father God, we will have access to one day in this sweet by and by. One day in the sweet by and by. And I ask you, Father God, to bless everyone that came into this Bible study tonight, even those that glimpsed it and kept on going. Bless them as well. And then, Father God, once we all have done the best that we can and we get down to the River of Jordan, we ask that you ferry us on the cross in the beautiful land. I thank y'all for coming and being a part of this Bible study in this Christmas season. And I'm going to say I wish each and every one of you a Merry Christmas. And I hope that y'all will join me on next Tuesday night in the same place. We'll be doing the same thing. So right here, we're going to go on and we're going to hold the Bible in the proper way by saying, now may the grace of God and the love of Jesus and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with these our people henceforth, now and forevermore. And everybody say, amen. And good night to each and every one of you. God bless.